I think the game was too harsh for me, really. I think first half we were far the better side. But I think what you realise in this game is when you've got that much of an advantage and that much entries into the final third, you have to score a goal and you have to have an advantage. We never did that, so we said at half time we know they're going to have a spell. You know, Moyes is going to get into them a bit. And they did have a spell, they were much better than us in the second half. We had to weather that a little bit. And it's just a shame that it's a couple of bad errors for their opening goal. And then we had a good response last 10 minutes. We were putting balls into the box without being overly creative. Nothing fell for us really. And I have no concerns about the second goal. We've got the right winger as the last man, so that can happen. But proud of the players for their efforts, but disappointed at half-time delivers. I've always believed over the years in cup ties that you have to be in it at 70 minutes. And at 70 minutes, as you know, we're 0-0. And within a few minutes of that, we're going to go down. But you're still very much in the cup tie. And we were right up until the break and get the second. I think that's on 90 minutes. And that can happen because we've gambled. We've gambled to stay in the cup. But, you know, we'll play much worse in one games. It was a really competent first half performance and not so good in the second. But if we were to keep that level of tempo going for 90 minutes, we'd be one hell of a team also. So there's a lot of factors, but the overwhelming feeling is one of disappointment because it was an opportunity missed for me. I think we'd have been even more dominant if David Moyes had got the job. That was my concern because I know what David could be, and he can be an inspirational manager. You don't manage successfully at Everton and Manchester United, etc. If you're not. So he was always going to get a reaction, and they're good players on that pitch. There's a lot of Premier League class on that pitch in the second half. And it told a little bit in spells, but still proud of the players that we gave what we could. You know, everything as you go up the levels gets a little bit better, doesn't it? The finishing needs to be a little bit better if you're going to be much better goalkeepers, and Fabianski's a top class keeper is a no. But we had to strike an advantage in that period. The final ball into the box, you know, from set plays and an open play wasn't where we'd wanted it to be, despite the dominance, and that's the difference of making a half chance of a chance to no chance at all. I just think it shows you the potential that Gillingham Football Club has in Kent as the only professional club. You know, that's the opportunity to have that every week here. You know, West Ham supporters have turned up in the maximum numbers they could have. They've helped create a bit of an atmosphere before the games. We were very quiet for the entire first half, and they really came alive in the score, but it was... You would love that to be here every week, but we can only thank our supporters and the people who have made way for turning out and supporting the boys the way they did. And so we thank them, and we hope we've gained a few friends that will come back.